listening to the Piedmont Report on the Blues 411 Radio Network, bringing you music from the artists of the Piedmont region, past and present, with your host, Mudcat.
This is the Piedmont Report on your Blues 411 Radio. I am your host in Decatur, Georgia, Mudcat. We're going to get right into the music with Mr. Fred McMullen and Curly Weaver.
Jesse was a wild, reckless gambler. He won a gang of change, and a many gambler's heart he led in pain. When he began to spend and lose his money, he began to be blue and all alone. But boy, his heart had even turned to stone. What broke Jesse's heart while he was blue and all alone? Sweet Loreen had packed up and gone. Police walked up and shot my friend Jesse down. Boy, I got a dead of day. He had a gang of crap shooters and gallows at his bedside. Here are the words he had to say. I guess I ought to know. exactly how I want to go. How you want to go, Jesse? 8 crab shooters to be my pallbearers. Let them be veiled out in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard, buddy, and 8 men coming back. I want the gang of gamblers gathered around my Corbin side, a crooked card printed on my hearse. Don't say the crap shooter's a never grieve over me. My life been a doggone curse. Send poker players to the graveyard. Dig my grave with the ace of spades. I want 12 polices in my funeral march. I shall have playing blackjack lead the parade. I want the judge and solicitor who jailed me 14 times. Put a pair of dice in my shoes and what else? Let a deck of cards be my tombstone, buddy. I got the dying crab shooter's blues. 16 real good crab shooters, 16 bootleggers to sing a song, 16 racket men gambling, cover 10 barred while I'm rolling along. He wanted 22 women out of the Hampton Hotel, 26 off of South Bell, 29 women out of North Atlanta. No, little Jesse didn't pass out so swell. Now his head was aching, heart was thumping. Little Jesse went down, bouncing and jumping. Folks, don't be standing around with Jesse crying. He wants everybody to do Charleston whilst he died. 1 foot up and a toenail dragging. Throw my friend Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. Come here, mama, with that can of booze. Dying crab shooters blues, I mean, the dying crab shooters blues.
I just want to tell you about a man named Coons, homeward down in Tennessee. He made his living stealing chickens and anything that he could see. That pipe-eyed man, he runs so fast, feet never stayed in a row. When a freight train passed, didn't matter how fast, he'd always get on board. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. Was the most travelingest man ever was in that land. Traveled everywhere, he was known for miles around. But he didn't get caught and he didn't get whooped till the police shot him down. Well, the police shot him with a rifle and a bullet went through his head. You know the folks, they was coming from miles around just to see if that boy was dead. Telegram down south where his mama lived, and she was all upset with tears. She walked up and opened up the coffin lid, but the fool had disappeared. I said it was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most traveling man ever was in that land. He traveled everywhere and was known for miles around. But he didn't get caught and he didn't get whooped till the police shot him down. You know, the boy was on a Titanic ship when it was sinking low. He was standing out by the railing and he had his head hung low. When that boy jumped overboard, everybody said he was a fool. But about 2 minutes right after that, he was shooting dice in Liverpool. I said he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. Was the most travelingest man ever was in that land. He traveled everywhere and was known for miles around. But he didn't get caught and he didn't get whooped till the police shot him down. To the spring one day just to get himself a pail of water. And the distance that the rascal had to go was about 2 miles and a quarter. He got there and got his water. When he started back, he stumbled and fell down. But he ran back to house, got himself another bucket, caught the water before it touched the ground. I said it was a traveling man. It certainly was a traveling man. Was the most travelingest man ever was in that land. Traveled everywhere, he was known for miles around. didn't get caught and he didn't get whooped till the police shot him down. You know, the police caught the traveling man at last and they had him up to hang one day. And the jury men, they asked that boy just what did he have to say. He begged the jury men to bow their heads in prayer. Then he crossed one leg, winked one eye, went up through the air. I said it was a traveling man. He must have been a traveling man. You know that he was the travelest man ever was in that land. He traveled everywhere and was known for miles around. But he didn't get caught, didn't get whooped till the police shot him down.
Camel. Camel used to steal and gamble. He thought he was the smartest man in town. Now he had a little game he called Yoko. Blackjack, dice, and poker. He thought he was the slickest man in town. Well, I just found out a Monday. Camel got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse down in town. Got Camel in the jail with no one to go and bail. That judge, he won't accept no fine. They got him, y'all. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. You know, I told Camel once or twice about playing cards and trying to shoot dice. He's in that big house now. I remember last election when the white folks was in action trying to get themselves a president. They colored man by the name of Bill Austin. He walked from New York to Boston just to find a colored salesman. Well, my brother Bill's a voter. Bill's a great promoter. He's always looking for some good advice. They sent Bill to the poll and told him to vote for both mate and soul. Instead of voting once, the fool voted twice. Bill's on that rock pile now. Bill's on that rock pile now. You know, I told Bill to go on home and let them other folks' business alone. He's in that big house now. We call this the pretty part. It always makes me cry. It's actually a true story. That's why I cry, y'all. Check it out. Well, I walked downtown last Friday. I met a little girl they call Lottie. I thought she was the prettiest girl in town. She began to call me honey, and I began to spend my money. We walked into a cafe and we sit down. I made sure I was in it. I was spending every minute buying white lightning in the homebrew by the quart. But when I went to pay that man, I found that lady's hand in my pocket where my money was. She's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard now. You know, I told the judge to his face that woman's hand was out of his place. She's in the graveyard now.
I went down to a big crap game. Certain was against my will. I lost every doggone nickel I had but a greenback dollar bill. A $40 bet laying on the floor and my buddy's point was nine. When the police come, he caught all of us, but I got mine. Yeah, I got mine, let me tell ya, I got mine. I grabbed that money out the back door. I went flying. Ever since the big crap game, I've been living off chicken and wine. I'm a leader of the high society, people. I got mine. I went down to a turkey feast, and the dinner was certainly fine. 15 minutes before the table set, all the jitterbugs fell in line. When they brought them gobblers in, of them rascals I did shine. Talking about a rascal I grab in, I got mine, yeah. I got mine, let me tell ya, I got mine. I grabbed that turkey by the wing, out the window I went flying. I tried to make it to a hiding place, but I didn't get there in time. Only rascal grabbed me by the coat, but I got mine. I know a barber shop is over in town, up here on Long Walford Street. It's the only place on a Saturday night those gamblers care to meet. Some comes in for a haircut while others come for a scrap. But when you see me and my buddy up there, we mean to shoot some crap. We're hollering 7-11, won't you come, come, come. And if you don't 7-11 die, I'm done, done, done. If I see the police, for he sees me, I'm gonna run, run, run. Cause I'm a leader of the high society, buddy. I got mine, yeah. I got mine, let me tell you. I got mine. I got it all as good folks who've been playing all the time. Some of the boys got 30 days, and some of the boys got 9. When they brought them stripes in the next morning, I got mine. I went to my best girl's house last night, the hour just about 9. I wasn't dressed up like Henry Ford, but I was feeling just as fine. I caught her sitting in another rascal's lap, and I didn't like that sign. I told that rascal what I thought about him, and I got mine, yeah. I got mine, what was it? I got mine. I grabbed my hat out the back door, I went flying. That rascal grabbed a shotgun, folks, and the news is mighty fine. Talking about a rascal a running people, I got mine.
In that set, you heard Mr. Fred McMullen with the help of Curly Weaver, DeKalb County Chain Gang. Followed by Mr. Blind Willie McTell singing about the dying crapshooters blues. Then we had a mini Pink Anderson set, starting with Roy Bookbinder doing The Traveling Man. Followed by Little Pink Anderson, the son of Pink Anderson, doing He's in the Jailhouse Now. And then Pink himself, I Got Mine. Roy Lee Johnson, Beverly Watkins, growing up here in Atlanta in the 1930s, listening to this old Piedmont blues on the street. What was their reaction? Just listen in. 1966, Roy Lee Johnson, Two Doors Down.
Say it, everybody! Can you tell me where that music come from over there?
Two doors down!
Thank you. I got apples, I got Sammy Lou.
Got what my daddy likes. Yes, I've got what my baby likes. And he's just crazy about me. He always lets me have my fun. Now I'm 5 feet standing. I'm 5 feet laying down. I'm a big meat mama from my head on down. Got what my baby likes. Yes, I've got what my daddy likes. And he's just crazy about me. He always lets me have my fun. Now he flips my flapjack clear across the table. He feeds all the horses in my little stable. Got what my baby likes. Yes, I've got what my daddy likes. And he's just crazy about me. He always lets me have my fun. Now my baby's Jimmy's got something. He always keep it hid. But I've got something I confront it with. Because of my daddy life. Yes, I've got what my daddy likes.
Yeah.
And he's just crazy about me. He always lets me have my fun.
Oh, yeah.
Now he flips my flapjack and clear across the griddle. He strokes all the strings on my little tune. God,
oh,
what
no,
my daddy likes.
Yeah.
Yes, I got what my baby likes.
Yeah, that is
nice. And he's just crazy about me. He always lets me have my fun.
Oh,
now my baby's got something. He carried in a sack. But when he takes it out, we really roll the jack.
Oh, no,
got what
no,
my
no,
baby
no.
likes. Yes, I got what my daddy likes. And he's just crazy about me. He always lets me have my fun. Now he flips my flapjack and clear across the griddle. He stroke every string on my little fiddle. Got what my daddy likes. Yes, I got what my baby likes. And he's just crazy about me. He always lets me have my fun.
The blues when it rains. Before that, Marilyn Scott, I got what my daddy likes. And before that, Beverly Guitar Watkins, I am back in business. And we started that set with Mr. Roy, Mr. Moonlight, Lee Johnson, Two Doors Down. Now, Mr. Johnson and Beverly Watkins are performing this weekend at the Northside Tavern in Atlanta, Georgia. That's right. On April 8th We are celebrating Beverly Watkins' 77th birthday with many surprise guests. Come out and find out who it is. And on Saturday night, Mr. Roy Lee Johnson. This is your farm report for the week of April 6th, 2016. Now, the earth in our parts is warming up quickly, and planting season has picked up speed, and most of our annual crops are now ready to be sown or transplanted into the garden. So let them spread their roots. Now, how would you like to put more food in your pantry with little effort? Perennials. They're nutritious, easy to grow, they offer different seasons availability, and they are ecologically beneficial. Many perennial fruits and veggies fix nitrogen, providing nutrition for themselves and neighboring plants, and no tilling is necessary. Your garden perennials include figs, berries, asparagus, sunchokes, artichokes, groundnuts, stinging nettle, wild arugula, dandelion, garlic, walking onion, ramps, sorrel, and many more. Higher diversity means your garden will endure fewer insect and disease problems. Perennial vegetables need to be carefully placed into a dedicated spot. They can overtake your garden or escape and naturalize. Once established, perennial vegetables can be very resilient and quite resistant to pests, disease, and drought. Perennials foster a healthy soil food web, providing habitat for thousands of tiny animals, fungi, and other essential soil life. Many provide habitat for your beneficial insects and pollinators. They even compost themselves as they drop leaves and die back. This has been your farm report for April 6th, 2016. Now, back to the music, Mr. Eddie Mapp. La 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 la
hate to sing that, make tears get in my eyes, cause I got something back in Georgia waiting on me, Dave. Going back to Georgia. Why the water tastes like cherry wine. Say that Georgia moonshine make you high as a Georgia pie. Say the peach is sweeter and the plum are big and red. I like the big leg woman, the wig hat on her neck. When I left Georgia, oh, the devil begged me not to go. Yeah, when I left Georgia, yeah, the devil begged me not to go. If I ever get back to Georgia, well, afraid I won't be back no more unless she with me. I like Georgia. There is a place for me. I love down here in another town, but Georgia got a hold of me. I got a sweet little girl there. Oh, she means so much to me. I saw a bluebird this morning. Yeah, he was pecking on my window pane. This morning, yeah, she was pecking on my window pane. I can tell where she was crying. Mr. Bluebird gone away again. She don't like me. Stay out all night long. Oh, you know I ain't nothing but a plain boy. Oh, I don't know right from wrong. I'm coming to your house down, babe. I'm just gonna stay the dog. Don't have to stay all night, because my mama, she don't like me. Right now, some other plane bomb. No, Big Daddy don't know right from wrong. I said, stoop down, baby. Let Big Daddy see what that you got, mama. Keep on worrying me. Mama, don't lie to me. Stay right all night long. I ain't nothing but a plain boy. Ooh, child, Big Daddy don't know right from wrong. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Lil Joe from Chicago. You're listening to the Piedmont Report by the one and only Danny Do That Mudcat. And they are sucking soul out of mold to you with all the great sounds of Georgia and elsewhere. Stick and stay and listen and enjoy.
Whooped the gopher and the gopher whooped the trout caught pneumonia and the gopher got the gout. I roll over, laughing like a dover, gotta tell my baby about the trout and the gopher. Gas made 1¼, better steal some gasoline, gonna steal some gasoline. I run and tell my baby about the funny thing I saw. I tripped on a nickel, but I didn't fall far. I fell over, laughing like a dover, weeping like a weeper, and hacking like a smoker. Gas made 2¼. Gonna steal me some gasoline, steal some gasoline. Well, I picked up the nickel, but the bus cost a dime. Cab cost a quarter, and the bottle cost 9. I rolled over, laughing like a dober, juice like a juicer, and I'm green like a grocer. Gas made 3¼. Gonna steal some gasoline. Get time for stealing gasoline. River, but I wouldn't pay the toll. Crept up on the deck of the ferry boat. I rode it over, laughing like a dober, strolling like a sailor on the whaler deck boat down. Gas made 4¼. Time to steal some gasoline. Gonna steal some gasoline. But I jumped off the ferry on the other side. Had a big plate of chicken and a cold piece of pie. Roll it over, give me Coca-Cola, a dish of ice cream, and a lemon soda. Give me soapy water, mama for to keep it clean, mama for to keep it clean. With my baby on my knee, jumped up and hollered, baby, marry me. She fell over, laughing like a dover, red as a rooster, and rocking like a roller. Gas made 5¼. Gonna steal some gasoline, gonna steal some gasoline. Now you know it don't happen often that you know exactly the right words to say at the right time in the right order. And I'm going to tell you a story about one time when it happened for me. So I used to drive a taxi cab around New Orleans down in Louisiana for the United Cab Company. And it was a lot of fun and I enjoyed myself a lot. I wasn't good at it, but I loved to do it. Kind of the way that junkies are about eating eggs or lesbians are about choosing lipstick. So I was out one time sitting in the Central Business District, lurking there waiting to get a call out, because I knew that the Baptists were down there doing the Southern Baptist Conference at the Memorial Convention Center, and I knew they wouldn't tip me, but I thought that they might at least want to go back to the hotel room a lot real fast. A whole bunch of them, I get to throw my flag a whole lot of times and make a little bit of money that way. So I got a call on the radio from Robert E. Lee, the dispatcher, who liked to leave his teeth sitting out on the counter so you couldn't understand what he was saying. And he hollered and he said, "Bullfrog, It's not what he said. He said 170. And I said 170. But he could have called me Bullfrog. Everybody's got to be somebody, and I'm the Bullfrog. He said 170. I said 170. He said, go to the Memorial Convention Center and pick up some of them Baptists. And I said, yes, sirree. And off I went. I pulled up, and I got real lucky because I got to pick up the speakers, the convention speakers down there. So I pulled up, and and a Roman Catholic priest and a Hasidic Jew and two Southern Baptist black ministers got into my cab. And like I started when I told you this story, started telling you this story a minute ago. You don't have an often in life where you know just exactly the right thing to say. I threw my arm over the seat and looked back into the back seat and I said, what is this, some kind of joke? Well, the Jew thought it was funny and the Catholic thought it was funny, but man, them Baptists did not think it was funny at all.
Way down on the levee, down by camp number 9. Way down on the levee, down by camp number 9. If you pass my house, you will hear me cry. He shot a dollar and a nickel, he caught a point like 9. He shot a dollar and a nickel, he caught a point like 9. Then Sally was a good girl, she known to be a good man friend. She taking money from her husband, give it to her gambling man. She taking money from her husband, give it to her gambling man. Then the tray comes skipping and the folk come rolling down. I am crazy about my gambling, I don't want nobody else. I am crazy about my gambling, I don't want nobody else. And if he don't stop me, I'll be riding all my day. She done pawned all of her things, she done pawned my watch and chain. She done pawned all of her things, she done pawned my watch and chain. Says by this time, we haven't got a doggone thing. What can I do, baby, honey, to change your mind? What can I do, baby, honey, to change your mind? Ain't so much to do, daddy, but be so nice and kind. Said I'm leaving town, crying won't make me stay. Said I'm leaving town, crying won't make me stay. Well, the more you cry, but I'm going away.
Down in Hogan's Island, little Miss Nancy Ann, always fussing and squabbling with her man. When I heard Miss Nancy say, why do you treat your girl that way? just edified. He hit Miss Nancy across her head. Then she rolled to her feet. He said, "You low-down alligator, just watch me sooner or later. Gonna catch you with your britches down. You abuse me and mistreat me. You dog around and beat me. Still I'm gonna hang around. Take all my money, black of both of my eyes. Give it to another woman. Come home and tell me lies. You low down alligator. Just watch me sooner or later. Gonna catch you with your britches down. I mean, catch you with your britches down."
And closing out the report for this week, Miss Ma Rainey, with the help of Tampa Red and Thomas Dorsey. Wow, doing the Black Eye Blues. And before that, Mr. Charlie Lincoln Hicks, Gambling Charlie. And before that, Mr. Bullfrog, Willard McGee, and Tad Walters. They're out there stealing gasoline. And before that, Mr. Neil Big Daddy Patman getting sentimental because he's going back to Georgia. And that set began with Mr. Eddie Mapp riding the blinds. I am Mudcat. This has been your Piedmont Report on your Blues 411 Radio Network. See y'all next week. Thank you.